Coach, I know that was a tough basketball game. Your observations?
Our guys fought their hearts out. You know, I can't ask for anything more from them in terms of an effort, in terms of emptying their tank, in terms of giving every ounce of their energy. So I'm very pleased about that.
Coach, it was two droughts in the second half, one by Davidson, one by Dayton. You got up by 13 when they went in a drought, and then they came back when you got in one and tied the game. What was going on in those two situations?
Well, I think the big statistic that clearly is the defining statistic of the game is our assist turnover in the first half. We had 15 assists and 5 turnovers. In the second half, we had 2 assists and 11 turnovers. And I don't care who you are, when you give 11 possessions away like that, you're not going to win games.
I know that you were talking about the patience on offense. I thought in the first half, Davidson got about as many good looks at the basket as you've had in any game this year.
Yeah, and we did it in the second half, and that's how we built our lead. And, you know, I've told the players for years now, the dribble is like a gun. If you use the gun foolishly, you go to jail. If you use the gun wisely, you get food. And we got food in the first half, and up until the 7-8 minute mark, we had some more food, and then we started using it foolishly, and we went to jail.
Were those turnovers, Coach, a carelessness by your team or defensive skill by the Flyers?
Well, let me be very clear about that. Dayton is superb as a defensive team. Their quickness at 5 spots, their length at 5 spots, and they bring 3, 4, 5 guys off the bench that have that same quickness and that same length. They're aggressive, they're tough, and they certainly played that way. So it was a combination of us putting it on the floor when we shouldn't have or going into places we shouldn't have and them being very, very good defensively.
31 field goals for the Wildcats in 63 attempts. They were 24 field goals in 50 attempts.
You know, we shot 49%. We had very efficient offense. The one thing that'll stick in my craw, though, is, you know, we left 3 1-and-1s on the board in the first half. 3. That's 6 points right there, John. And, you know, you play a team like Dayton, you just can't, you cannot miss opportunities to put points on the board. And 3 1-and-1s in the first half, just not going to cut it.
When you got the ball on the last possession of regulation, Coach, what did you – it took time out. What did you want?
Well, we had 2 options in it. The one option was to get Jack a shot, and they played it pretty well. And the second option was to get a down screen for Peyton and then to play off Peyton, and we got Jack a great look. And I thought Jack's look at the basket was terrific. I thought they executed incredibly well. We shot it right at the time we wanted to shoot it. They had 3 seconds left to do anything with it. So I thought that shot was down. It's one of those shots. And you know what? You know, when you look at Jack, he played 45 minutes. Peyton played 45 minutes. They emptied their tank.
Did Dayton do anything different defensively against Peyton in the second half?
Yeah, they fronted him very, very hard. And, you know, it made it difficult for him to get the ball.
This shows you what basketball in this conference is like, though, doesn't it, Coach?
It certainly does. This is a great team, Dayton. This was a great game for our fans. This was a great environment. This is why we joined the A-10, to play in environments like this, on a stage like this, against teams like this. And it only can make us better. And, you know, I'm upset that we lost the game. I'm upset with our record. But I'm thrilled that we're in this conference, because I think this has taken our program in a direction that we want to take it for the future.
Okay, Coach, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, John.